The time is 5:44 for WNPR News. I'm Ray Hardman. The Republican National Convention officially got underway last night in Cleveland with the theme, Make America Safe Again. All this week, I'll be having a daily conversation with Quinnipiac University political science professor Scott McLean, who's in Cleveland with 8 Quinnipiac students. The students are participating in the Washington Center for Internships and Academic Seminars Republican National Convention Seminar. Joining me by phone is Scott McLean. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
Good. So what stood out for you last night?
What really stood out for me was the stage management that went awry during the very first day of this convention. And, you know, it really showed there's a lot of bugs in the Trump operation as far as running this convention. For one thing, Donald Trump went on to Fox during a significant speaker. A lady who was talking about how her son was killed in Benghazi. Fox had to cut away from the convention speech in order to have Trump speak, and he didn't really say anything of substance, so that took away from the convention. And then we think that some of the speakers went overtime, and so they had to rearrange the whole program so that, yes, Melania Trump did go on as scheduled, but they rescheduled all the speakers who were supposed to go before her, many of them. And people in the convention hall just left. They thought the evening was over. And so we had Joni Ernst speaking to a very muted crowd, not getting the reaction that they really wanted to have. And then, of course, we find out today that significant portions of Melania Trump's speech was lifted from a Michelle Obama speech from 4 years ago. So that changes the headline and the topic of discussion all day. When this is not what Trump wanted to be having the media talk about.
Well, you're feeling it right now, Scott, but what about the delegates? Is this something that is on their radar screen? Are they upset about this?
I don't think they're upset about it. I think they're having their own convention. You know, there are many conventions going on here. There's the convention going on outside the convention center in the protest area. There's the convention on the streets with the vendors and the protesters and demonstrators of all kinds. There's the convention for the delegates and the convention for the media who are here, and the convention as you all see it on television out in the country. And these conventions are not all equivalent. They are, you know, we see the convention from many different perspectives. So that's a long way around saying I don't think the convention delegates see this as a problem. They're not really paying attention to all of that. They're at meetings and they're going out and talking to one another and making plans.
Scott, you're there with the Quinnipiac students. What were some of their impressions from the first day?
They are astounded, exhausted. But I think this is another thing about these big events. They are time-consuming, exhausting, and challenging for those who have to manage it.
Scott, what are you looking for tonight, the second night of the convention?
I'm looking forward to seeing if the Trump campaign can sort of pull things together, get a tighter message, stage manage everything the way they're supposed to. I think it's interesting, you know, the Republican National Committee has been putting on conventions for a long time, and they know how to do it, but this is Donald Trump's convention, and so when it doesn't go well, you can probably guess that it has to do with people who have not really had to manage this kind of thing before. And so it will be interesting to me to see if the RNC comes in and tries to assist the Trump campaign.
All right, we'll see. Scott McLean, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Ray.
Scott McLean is a professor of political science at Quinnipiac University. We'll be checking in with Scott every day of the Republican convention on All Things Considered. And be sure to catch live coverage of the convention this week on both WNPR and CPTV beginning tonight at 8 p.m.